Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Bradford.
Let's go to Rob Bradford, WEEI, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He joins us here on WEEI. What's up, Rob?
McFarland. I'm standing on the Fenway field yelling McFarland.
No, you know what? Shame on me. I didn't do your read. Rob Bradford presented by who, Rob?
McFarland. McFarland Energy, the finest people around.
They're the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil, including BioHeat, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Bradfo, a lot of roster updates with the Red Sox today. Let's start with Vaughn Grissom. He was supposed to be in the lineup tonight. Now he's not. What the heck's going on there?
Flu. So it's sick. You know, it's like it just keeps coming, right? You want to see this guy play. And the fact is, I actually did go to Worcester and seen him play. And I'll say this. I think if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a really interesting guy. He's, in case you haven't seen him play, he's, you know, 6'2", 6'3", but super athletic and an offensive player. So I think it's going to be – I think the dynamic with him and Rafaela in the middle of the diamond, I think just run it out there. Just run it out there, see what you got, run with it. And I think it's some upside there.
Bradfo, Tanner Houck continues to be one of the best stories of this season. Do you think the way he's playing right now is something that is sustainable through the rest of the season, or at least the majority of the season? Has he uncovered something real with Coach Andrew Bailey, or do you think he's bound to come back to earth at some point?
You know what he is, Mego? He's the Derek White of the Red Sox.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, this just happens sometimes, right? I mean, you sort of get to the point in your career and you evolve and you evolve and you evolve, and then you have the right coach and it works out. I mean, in the case of Tanner Houck, the right coach ended up being Andrew Bailey. You know, obviously with Derek White, the right coach ended up being Missoula. But I think that sometimes we want this guy, first round pick, to be the be all end all. And then we say, oh, well, maybe he's going to be no better than a reliever. But I think at this point, from what we've seen, I don't know how we can't just say, all right, you know, this is a legit starter. And you watch him pitch, and you know, this could turn, who knows. But you watch him pitch right now, I mean, he's about as unhittable as there is in baseball, to be honest with you, right now. And this is, that's not hyperbole. Just go look at it. He doesn't give up a run until the seventh inning of any of his outings. And so, and they, believe me, you guys know this. I mean, they desperately needed that. They needed that really, really bad, considering all the injuries.
Speaking of injuries, Yoshida saw a hand specialist, getting an MRI tomorrow. We heard from Alex Cora. What's the update there, if there is one that you know about, Rob? And also, big picture, what are we supposed to do? Like, what's this team supposed to do with Yoshida? They've had such a hard time sort of slotting him into the lineup. He can't play the field. They have other guys who DH. Like, what, big picture, like, where do you see the Yoshida train going here?
Yeah, well, I want to make another great analogy, but I think I nailed the Missoula Hauk one.
That was good.
But I can't with a train, because I just feel like it's just with Yoshida, it's you know what it is? It's that thing where you have the two guys basically on the tracks and they're stranded in the middle of nowhere and all they can do is pump back and forth the levers there.
That's oh,
the
yeah, right.
The levers. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, like the hobos.
The levers, yeah.
With the little bindles.
Like, like Blazing. there's a Blazing Saddles reference in there somewhere. But I think that with Yoshida, even if he's healthy, it's an awkward situation because he's a platoon DH. I mean, think about that. He's a platoon DH making, you know, for a 5-year, $90 million contract. That is not how this is supposed to work out. And when they sort of went down this road and they said, all right, you know what? We're not going to sign Justin Turner. Yoshida's going to be our DH. But then they've landed at this spot, and even healthy, like I said, they're just, there's a reason why he wasn't playing. It's because they had other guys who were, they felt were better against lefties. And that's an uncomfortable situation. So to answer your question, there is no easy answers. Unless this guy gets crazy hot when he gets healthy again, then that's what he's going to be, a very expensive platoon DH.
Is he going to be a problem, like personality-wise? Like, it didn't sound like he was thrilled the other day, and I know he's talking through a translator, which leaves another step in the middle, but it sounds like he wants to be out there and he's not thrilled with the situation. Is he going to be a problem?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to tell. Like you said, I was there during that scrum. It's hard to read. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you talk to Cora, and he says he's having a good communication with him, and he understands. But it's like anything. The deeper you get into something, this isn't what he came over to do. I mean, as much money as he's making, I'm sure he wants to play. So I can't answer if he's going to be a problem. My guess is that in the short term, no, it's not going to be a problem. But if you heading into next year or later in the year and you're not playing at all, then yeah, who's going to be happy about that? Considering you were hitting cleanup for Team Japan behind Shohei Ohtani a year ago.
Bradfo, Noah Kahan balanced a pitch the other day. What is the best celebrity? What is the best celebrity first pitch you've ever seen, and what's the worst?
Oh, that wasn't the worst.
In person.
By the way, my good personal friend Noah Kahn. After
is it Kahn or is it Kahan?
Sure.
Who is this? Should I know who this is?
Like
who
Kahan.
Is this person? God. They were telling me about this. Who is this?
No lie. There was 15,000 more people at Fenway Park because it was Noah Kahn bobblehead, and he was thrown at the first pitch.
Bobbleheads.
He had a bobblehead.
Oh yeah.
Well, it was like an exclusive. No. It was like one of those exclusive bobbleheads they don't give the media. But I got a better thing. He held up the baseballs and boring T-shirt. So, but that's the biggest show at Fenway this summer. I mean, that not even close, I think. The Noah Kahn. He's from Vermont. But in terms – where in Vermont?
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'm sorry. I just said
it's
that.
Shock you
I said that out loud. I meant to keep that to myself.
My
I'm
fiance
sorry.
Is a really big fan of this guy, so
– Well, he's huge. The best and the worst. No, I mean, I had the best was one of the best I saw was the guy who did my Hall of Fame battle reveal, actor D.B. Sweeney, who made a point to throw a slider, which I thought took some gumption. But he did play Shoeless Joe Jackson in Eight Men Out. So there you go. You know, but I love the worst ones. This and Noah Kahn wasn't the worst, not even close. I mean, you have Fauci, you have 50 Cent, you know, there's some classic.
What about that kid who hit the guy in the junk? You remember that first pitch?
Jordan, our good friend Jordan Leandre, he's awesome. Yeah, Jordan, yeah. It was well placed. But, I think that it's, you have Sidney Sweeney was here. When was that, last year? Like if I knew then what I know now, I would have probably like gone down and for the Baseball Isn't Boring shirt. I didn't even know who she was.
That would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one. So anyway, the takeaway from my answer is that you should go listen to Noah Kahan if you want to see like what all the cool kids are doing.
Okay, it is Stratford, Vermont. Stratford, Vermont is the answer to the trivia question.
Not familiar. Bradford, we heard earlier today Jorge Soler met with some reporters. I don't know if you were there for that.
Yeah,
but he said nothing got close with the Red Sox. I don't even remember them being in on him, but I wasn't surprised to hear that. How'd that news hit you?
I knew that. There was a couple reports, and it was right after somebody had signed. I forget who it was. Maybe it was Turner, but it was somebody signed. And like an hour later, somebody came out with a report. Red Sox heavy in on Soler. And then I found out, like, no, that wasn't the case. And as Jorge Soler said today, like, that wasn't the case. But I'll tell you the one that the guy was here who I actually was just talking to, which is why I was a little bit late, was Jordan Hicks. So Jordan Hicks is a guy who's in the San Francisco Giants rotation right now. He was a star. He's always been a reliever, throwing 100 miles an hour, and he signed a 4-year deal with the Giants. But the Red Sox basically thought they had him signed. This was of all these starters that we're talking about, you know, Yamamoto and Senga and all these other Imanaga, all these guys. I'm telling you what, Hicks was the guy they thought they had more than anybody. And if you go look at his numbers, they're insanely good. So I guess good for them for identifying the right guy.
Okay. He's Rob Bradford. Joins us every Tuesday here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Tuesdays at 4:30. Listen to the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And we'll talk to you next week, Bradfo. Thanks for the time.
I will deliver a Noah Kahan bobblehead next time I see you.
Oh, thank you. Excellent. Thank you. Score one for Vermont there.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits. Make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro recharge kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.